Canadian singer-songwriter Corb Lund is coming back to Wyoming for shows at the Cowboy Saloon in Laramie Wednesday night and at the Terry Bison Ranch in Cheyenne Thursday night. Corb is touring across the West in support of his upcoming release, Agricultural Tragic, due out April 24th. Corb and his band, the Hurtin' Albertans, will be bringing their high-energy brand of country and Western with them, blending stories and Western swing, rockabilly, honky-tonk, talking blues, and outlaw country. Welcome, Corb Lund. How you been?
Pretty well. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you. I was very happy to get your new CD in the mail. It includes a dozen new Corb Lund songs. What's behind the title, Agricultural Tragic?
A couple things. That's kind of what I've been calling my subgenre for the last few years, kind of half jokingly, but half not. It's kind of a, you know, we write a lot about Western things and ranching and, you know, kind of frontier stuff. And so, yeah, it's I think Ian Tyson kind of said something to me about how he thought I was an agricultural Elvis or something. So I took it from that.
That's great.
We have a lot of rural themes in the music. Informed rural themes, not just BS on, you know, mainstream lip service stuff.
I hear there's a good elk hunting gone wrong story that inspired your first song. Tell us about 90 seconds of your time.
Yeah, some friends of mine and I we went on a bow hunt for elk in the Snake River area up in Idaho, Two Falls, in 2017, and we were up there for about 10 days. You know, we're way up into the mountains, like with a mule string and pack horses and a whole bit. And then about day 8 of the hunt, we came back from hunting, and all of our animals were untied and gone. And they didn't break the lead, so we thought maybe somebody either stole them or into items. So we spent the last 2 days trying to track down the animals instead of elk. And the whole time, our guide he's a friend of ours. He was an ex-Army Ranger instructor. He's extremely capable. But he was muttering the whole time and they were all his animals. So he was muttering the whole time about how great it was going to be to bury these guys in the hills and never find the bodies and stuff.
Oh.
So after a while, after a day and a half of this, I finally had to say, Kurt, I need 90 seconds of time to make sure we're not going to be killing anybody out here, because I don't think I want to spend the rest of my life in American prison as an accessory. He just laughed and said, oh, we'll shoot him in the legs.
How did it end?
We found the mules 2 days later, because they just headed straight home, because they're like homing pigeons, right? They just went home to the trailhead where the trailer was. But the mare, he didn't find the horse until, I think it was 7 weeks later, miles away.
Wow.
She was okay.
Wow.
But we still, to this day, don't know how they got untied. Maybe one animal could untie itself, but four or five doesn't make sense, right? Because we all know how to tie them up properly. And none of the leads are broken. They weren't broken.
Wow.
So they either untied themselves or somebody untied them. And the chances of that many animals untying themselves seem slim.
You got a good song out of it.
Yeah, right. The other guy on the hunt was my friend Evan from the Turnpike Troubadours. He was involved. He was the one that introduced me to Kurt, the ranger guy. Yeah, so that was quite a trip. It was I've grew up doing outdoorsy stuff, and grew up on horseback and that, but that trip was one of the most rugged things I've ever done.
Wow.
Intense.
It's hard not to take your point, because yeah, okay, fine. Had a 3 mules and a mare just to come on tide. Snake River horse thieving ain't quite gone out of style. So it's hard not to take your point, because yeah, okay, fine. With that big 44 and killing on your mind, all I'm gonna ask from your brother's 90 seconds of your time. And maybe try to change your mind, buddy. Don't wanna see you get your hands, buddy. Here at home in peacetime. We both know you're better off in them Idaho hills, where you can be alone with your thoughts and unconfirmed kills. The docs at the VA always be pushing them pills, but we both know that all you need is them Idaho hills. With that big 44 and killing on your mind, all I'm gonna ask from your brother's 90 seconds of your time. And maybe try to change your mind, buddy. Don't wanna see you get your hands, buddy. Here at home in peacetime. You think you got a minute and a half to listen to a friend? cause I said we go hunt elk, we got tags for them. Well, let's take a minute and let a have a just recognize decisions that affect your life and possibly mine.
"90 Seconds of Your Time," Corb Lund. That's off the new record.
All the photography on the new album is from that trip, actually.
I see that. That is cool. And that song is now available online, right?
Yeah, and the second one, too, called Old Man. Both of those are out right now. The record comes out in mid-April.
Corb Lund on Wyoming Sounds. You grew up in southern Alberta, right, in a ranching and rodeo family?
That's right.
And what steered you in the direction of songwriting and making music?
My family wasn't musical. They didn't play music at all. They were all ranchers and rodeo people, like you said. My grandpas used to sing Little Joe the Wrangler and Strawberry Roan and stuff, but they weren't singers. They were just singing for entertainment. Marty Robbins' Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs was around the house. I listened to that a lot. And then around maybe 15 or 16, I got interested in rock and roll guitar, so I learned how to play guitar that way. And then shortly after that, I realized I could play all the old cowboy songs that I used to sing when I was a kid. So I was in a rock band for a while, but I almost immediately started writing Western music. And then when the rock band retired, I spent full time doing this.
Great.
And I think actually being in the rock band for a few years gave me a bit more of a diverse sort of approach to the whole thing. Because I've said in interviews before, like, I don't really approach cowboy songs and Western music, you know, religiously, where I try to maintain it exactly. I sort of approach the whole thing with the band, and I love that stuff, but I like to mix it up with other things and make something new.
Sure. You're the recipient of multiple music awards, accolades, and nominations. Your 7th album, Cabin Fever, debuted at number 1 on the Billboard Canadian charts. 3 of your records have been certified gold. Rolling Stone named Corb Lund as one of the 10 new country artists you need to know. You are among the most prolific and inventive songwriters, I think, over the past at least 10 to 15 years. How do you continue to maintain and develop your songwriting?
I don't know. I just enjoy it. And I just always have my antenna up for interesting topics and unusual wrinkles about life, Western life, you know?
Sure.
I was going to say, I really appreciate Wyoming. I look in there a lot. Some of my best friends are there, but I'm pretty good friends with the Ledoux clan, Ned and Will and those guys.
Yeah, I see where you got a co-write with Ned Ledoux on one of the songs.
Yeah. Yeah, we wrote a song called Dance With Your Spurs On, which is partly about bronc riding and partly about just life in general. And it's kind of about, I think it's inspired. I think his part of it was probably inspired by his dad, and my part of it was inspired by my uncle and my dad.
Take your coffee bitter, cook your beefsteak red, drink your whiskey straight, draw to all your pairs. Pack the quickest pistol, break the toughest bronc, speak your peace with wisdom, sing a cowboy song. If your life should ever stumble, may your cinch not ever break. Move your cattle easy, treat your partner square, rein your pony gentle, play your hand out fair.
I saw where you mentioned you worked hard on the new album with the Hurtin' Albertans, and it looks like you collaborated with a lot of other folks, too. Tell us about some of the people you worked with.
I brought in 2 of my favorite producers from the past, a guy named Harry Stinson, who did 4 or 5 of my records early on, and then I brought in my other friend, producer John Evans, who's a rockabilly guy who did my Cabin Fever record. And Harry has a really great, deep country music vocabulary, and John is kind of a rocker and keeps one foot in the ditch all the time. So the combination of the two guys made quite a cool record, because I wanted it to sound really organic, like nothing extra added to it, just sound like me and my guys. But I wanted it to sound, as well as sounding rough and organic, I wanted it to sound big. And I think we accomplished that. It's one of my favorite. Sonically, it's one of my favorite records we've made.
I see Sam Bush and Jeff Hanna from Nitty Gritty Dirt Band help out on one of the tunes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they sing on that Old Men song.
Cool.
Which is out right now, actually. They sing on the chorus. Yeah, that's pretty good. That was a pretty good score.
I was very happy to see a new song about bears. Every year about this time, we play bear songs as a public service, reminding folks to be bear aware, because I think they're pretty hungry when they come out of hibernation.
Yeah. They're getting to be a real problem where I'm from. When I was a kid, you'd never see them on our place, but now there's all over the place. Cougars, too. But that song is basically about, there's a lot of speculation and BS about what you're supposed to do with the bear attack, and I don't think in the end anybody really knows. So that's kind of what the song's about.
Should I run or should I stand? It's an old debate. Because sometimes it's a bluff charge, and then sometimes it ain't. Can they run downhill? Can they climb a tree? Maybe that's just black bears. I can't remember. Let's see. Should I shut up or should I shout and maybe try to scare him off? Well, pretty much most anything I do just piss him off. In the end, it don't matter what you choose to do, of course. When 800 pounds of grizzly bear outruns a quarter horse, well, them old grizzly blues got me kind of confused as to just what to do about them bears. Yeah, them old grizzly blues got some conflicting views and not too much good news about them bears. Well, I think I read it someplace, they kill only what they eat. So fumble through that guidebook, just how often they eat meat. Well, somebody find some answers, let's do a study of some kind. We'll make it scientific, let's see what we can find. Cause he looks almost friendly with that easy ambling gait. But when he decides he's hungry, makes me wanna hibernate. Well, them old grizzly blues got me kinda confused as to just what to do about them bears. Yeah, them old grizzly blues got some conflicting views and not too much good news about them bears. You know you don't outrun the grizz. You just outrun your slowest buddy, whoever that guy is. And that cub you found's adorable. He's cute, yes, I agree. And there's only one thing missing, and that's Mama. Where is she? Dead horses, they smell 20 miles away. Thomas said it happened on the ranch just this way. Now I'm all for conservation, I say protect the kitchen sink. But this bear don't seem in danger, it might be me that goes extinct. Well, them old grizzly blues got me kinda confused as to just what to do about them bears. Yeah, them old grizzly blues got some conflicting views, not too much good news about them bears.
Grizzly Bear Blues from Corb Lund off the new album Agricultural Tragic. I saw on your website a very cool video with legendary Canadian cowboy and folk singer Ian Tyson, Ride On. Did you hear much of his music when you were growing up?
Yeah. I used to be in Alberta too, right? So if you grew up in Alberta as a Western kid, Ian Tyson is looming very large.
When did you?
He's become a really good friend of ours, actually.
That's great. When did you first meet him?
Oh, years ago, maybe 15, 16 years ago.
Cool.
I think I was playing on an Ian Tyson tribute show, actually, and when it came through Calgary, he showed up and watched the show, and he was familiar with my music by then, so he was complimentary, and we've been friends ever since.
Great.
Well, I met him in the stockyard sometime back around 02. He said, kid, the weight of the whole world looks like it's upon you. Well, I told him I'm a cowboy, just doing the best I can. But this ranching, riding romance is starting to kind of kick my ass. He said, son, I can show you how to best not overgraze your land. Give advice on finer points of riding Bronx like an old hand. And then I'll tell you about the troubles with the
Corb Lund is touring the West in support of the new record, Agricultural Tragic, due out April 24th, and playing shows in Laramie Wednesday night at the Cowboys Saloon and Thursday at the Terry Bison Ranch south of Cheyenne off I-25. Will you be playing probably a lot of your new stuff, but some old Corb Lund favorites too?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We don't really use the set list, so every night's a little different. We take requests and stuff. So we'll play some new ones and some old ones too. Me and the guys have been playing. I have the same band that I've had for 15 or 16 years, so we've developed quite a unique sort of take on old school country music. So if people are bored and looking for something, a new sound, they should come check us out, because we've got a very unique sort of take on it that's pretty fun. It's perfect beer drinking music.
That's great. Wonderful.
You know what I really want to do? If anybody's listening that can get me booked at Frontier Days, I would really, really, really like to play it.
Cool.
In Cheyenne at the rodeo. It'd be really, really fun. A bucket list.
No doubt. Find more information on Corb Lund, his music, and tour stops at CorbLund.com. Hey, it's been a pleasure, Corb.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
With ranching, riding, romance, well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Yeah, ranching, riding, romance, boy, don't look so sad. A man ain't got but two hands, but just do the best you can. Ranching, riding, romance, well, I've seldom met the man who could ranch and ride and romance, honey, but 2 out of 3 ain't bad.